Father's Day is coming up.
How many of us have them?
This is the start of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Damn, we only give it like 40 minutes?
You guys should
ask us. That'd be the shortest one we did so far. Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprising. Dads always get the short end of the sticks anyway.
Wow.
We get the worst gifts.
That's true. At church on Mother's Day, they had this.
Yeah, they had the big old presentation, flowers.
They even stand up and say, "How many of you been mothers for 20 years?
Yes.
30 years? 40 years?
Yes. How many have grandkids?
How many have you been? How many years have you been mother for 75 years?
Oh, winners!
Yes, yes.
See,
yes.
Father's Day.
Every man in here was a father. Stand up. Congratulate them. Yes, all seven of them.
Damn. I guess that's why they don't do it. We always get the short end of the stick.
What you do?
Well, I'm glad you're here. Some business came up I gotta handle. So we're gonna have to put our trip on hold. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Just for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm, I understand. Yeah.
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah, whatever.
Look, I'll call you next week and we'll iron out the details, okay?
Yeah.
It was great seeing you, son.
You too, Lou.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Will.
You know what? Actually, this works out better for me. You know, the slimmies of summer come to class wearing next to nothing. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
it's all right to be angry.
Hey, why should I be mad? I'm saying, at least he said goodbye this time. I just wish I hadn't wasted my money buying this stupid present.
I'm sorry. If there was something that I
could. Hey, you know what? You ain't got to do nothing, Uncle Phil. Hey, you know, ain't like I'm still 5 years old, you know? Ain't like I'm going to be sitting up every night asking my mom, when's daddy coming home, you know? Who needs him? Hey, he wasn't there to teach me how to shoot my first basket, but I learned, didn't I? Hey, I got pretty damn good at it too, didn't I,
yeah,
Uncle Phil?
You did.
Got through my first day without him, right? Mm. I learned how to drive, I learned how to shave, I learned how to fight without him. I had 14 great birthdays without him. He never even sent me a damn card. To hell with him! I ain't need him then and I don't need him now.
Will.
Now, you know what, Uncle Phil? I'm gonna get through college without him. I'm gonna get a great job without him. I'm gonna marry me a beautiful honey, and I'm gonna have me a whole bunch of kids. I'm gonna be a better father than he ever was. And I sure as hell don't need him for that, because ain't a damn thing he could ever teach me about how to love my kids. How come he don't want me, man?
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Oh, that was a fail. There it is. Okay, that one was extra.
Yeah.
So, once again, welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is your host, one of your hosts, Matthew, along with, come on, say it, folks. Say it with them, folks.
Hello, folks.
This Princess Diaries motherfucker.
We won't watch Frozen, though.
Right, that's the messed up part.
Introduce yourself, sir.
And I am Keenan.
Back for a second episode. Well, you know what? It'll be the first episode they hear Keenan on, because that episode.
The last one.
Well, because we had the animated sitcom one, but we got to finish that one up. And that's going to air after this one, so this will be the first time they hear his voice. But it'll be a second time on the show, and later on the third time on the show. You'll see that one later.
It'll be Silky Lewis.
So anyway, today's topic is about Dads, Father's Day is coming up.
How many of us have them?
Holy shit.
I can't believe this is you.
Anyway.
Put some food out.
Damn.
There it is.
So yeah, today's episode is dedicated to dads, fathers, Father's Day, our cartoon fathers, anime fathers also include on this. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about the best, the worst, our favorites, their best moments, their worst moments, and anything else that comes off the top of our heads about Father's Days in father cartoons, whatever. It's cartoon something, you know, whatever, you know the drill. Shit.
Yep.
So, I like to start this off with not necessarily a bad father, but an innovative, well, I don't even know if you want to call him innovative. But he was a slightly good father for what he was. Stew Pickles.
Stew, what are you doing?
Making chocolate pudding.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Why on earth are you making chocolate pudding?
Because I've lost control of my life.
Oh yeah, he was always there.
Yeah, you can never say
I mean, it's not because he wanted to be there. He didn't have a real job. He didn't really make money.
Yeah. See, hold on. The kids never knew that.
Yeah.
They never knew that, no.
And he always found a way to try to make money for himself, so...
And they always had the house.
Yeah.
Always had food.
He mm-hmm. Wait, there was that once, Didn't he have, used to work with Reptardo? He made that pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He made a big bank on that.
He had that one... Yeah, the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Rugrats movie, I think. Or was it They Go to Paris? I don't know.
Yeah, it was two of them.
It was... Mm-hmm. He was making it in the first one. I think he got it published in the second one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Stew Pickles, he's a... He's the first dad that I thought of right here, right now. I don't know. He apparently wasn't a good one. Better than Drew. Better than Drew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drew has that abomination known as...
That whole family wasn't good, though. Even the mom.
The mom was worse.
Yeah.
She was working all the time mm-hmm. and just...
She was absentee mothering.
Yeah, she was the, what you, I guess, typical dad would be. Unfortunately, she just took the role as the mom.
Yeah. Drew was the hipster. Seriously though, he was the hipster. He had the glasses and the sweater vest and
another good dad on the show.
Granddad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was everything good. Was 15 with him, but yeah.
15 miles up the Erie Canal.
Up and down.
I went 15 years on that road.
Stuck for 15 days in the riverbed. I don't know.
Did that go in?
No, it didn't go in.
That went in.
It didn't
went
in.
That went in. No, it didn't. It hit the corner. Uh-oh, is Orlando taking his bathroom break?
No. No, right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, it went in, good.
Want a cookie?
That's it. Yeah, I hit that.
Okay, cool for you.
No one saw it, so it doesn't count.
Shoot, but let's see. Who else?
Somebody... I got a bad dad.
Okay, he's got a bad dad here.
Goku.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to start that one off right
yeah.
now?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's hop right into it then. Goku, is he a good dad? A bad no. You said he's a bad dad. Is he more of a bad dad or just a clueless motherfucker?
Not cool.
I said clueless motherfucker.
Clueless.
Oh, clueless.
Mm-hmm. And a little
he is.
Bad.
Like, you gotta give him a little slack. He was an alien who was crazy shipped to Earth.
True.
Because his dad got blown up.
Yeah, his dad died. Yeah.
Well, actually, no. His dad didn't die. But we'll touch on that on the Dragon Ball Z podcast. Yeah. He didn't die.
But yeah, I mean, he didn't have a dad unless you would count Grandpa Gohan.
I mean, yeah.
Who he killed.
Yeah, see?
Then Master Roshi could count as a father figure, but then.
No.
So he was pretty much trying to wing it.
Yeah, so he didn't know any better.
I mean, hold on, he was attached to Gohan when Gohan was younger.
Yeah, every.
But then when Raditz showed up, all of a sudden that shit changed.
But then maybe he was trying to be protective too, because whenever Goku was by anybody. Danger follows him, so I guess he was trying to think, maybe if I'm not around my family as much, bad things can't happen to him as often. That's why when he died after the Cell Saga, he didn't want to come back either.
True.
All we have to do now is get ourselves to Namek.
Then we all agree, right? That'll be our second wish.
Hey, don't I get a say in this?
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Goku? See? I told you guys.
King Kai's letting me talk to you from here in the other world, so listen up.
Lately, I've been thinking about why the Earth is always in danger, and I realized that most of the guys who attacked it were after me. Think about it. Frieza, Cell, the androids.
It's an interesting point.
I guess, but where's he going with this?
Well, I think it would be better for the Earth if I didn't come back this time. King Kai agrees with me.
Sort of.
As a Saiyan baby, I was sent to Earth to destroy it. And though all my life I've tried to do the opposite, it's kind of like I've been fulfilling that mission all along. So yeah, I'm gonna stay here now. I really don't mind. King Kai says I can get special treatment because I saved the Earth and all. I'll be able to keep my body, and from what I hear, there's lots of interesting people to meet. It'll be fun.
Another adventure.
King Kai could ask one of the dragons to revive him, but he's agreed to show me around here for a while and keep me company. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I really appreciate your feelings towards me, but you'll have to find something else to wish for. This is my home now. Gohan's so strong now, I've nothing left to teach him.
But that doesn't mean I don't need you!
You all better take notes of everything that happens in your life, because when they're through, I'll want to hear all about them. Until then, bye.
Trouble still came, though.
Yeah, Trouble still came. By the way...
But it came when he visited, though.
Well, that one was going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
It was a Supreme Kai that said that one was happening regardless. But shit,
What's a good, Vegeta's a good dad.
Yeah.
Even though he's
mean
he's a hard.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a better dad than Goku. So Gohan's foster dad was Piccolo.
Mm-hmm. He was a good dad.
Shoot, there's even that one episode where Gohan looked at Goku and said, Piccolo was right. You can't train me because you go too soft on me.
Yeah.
It was like, shit, okay. And he was right. Yeah. He went too soft until all of a sudden Goku was like, okay, fine, I'll go hard on you then.
Pause.
Hmm. Chi-Chi was a better dad than Goku. Well, hold on. Chi-Chi's a hard ass to begin with.
Yeah. Look at her dad. Well,
The Ox King.
Ox. Completely opposite of her.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Chi-Chi. He can't die. He's the son of Goku. You're not going to take this Earth because he won't let you. Why couldn't Cell just kill him?
Who, the Ox King?
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, Super Boo did it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Super Boo.
True.
Yeah.
And then Goten had to grow up without a father.
Dad, go on.
Go,
brother.
Actually, he kind of.
This is your dad.
He had grandparents, or a grandparent.
Yeah. So pretty much Chi Chi is the father figure of that house,
wasn't it? Yeah, for years.
Until Goku finally got his. Life back.
Millionth time.
Alright, off the subject of Goku being a bad dad, because that'll bring up another whole another conversation that we're saving for another time.
Yeah.
Here's actually a better dad than what you, if you really look at it, Homer Simpson. He's actually a pretty good dad.
He provides for the family.
Unwillingly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things and a lot of bad things you can say about Homer.
But hey, his children love him.
Yeah,
he's always involved.
He disciplines them. Maybe not the best way, like choking his son out, but he does show discipline.
What's this issue? Well, he does neglect. He neglects Maggie, but he seems to always remember when she's there at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Right time, right.
Never mind the fact that Maggie's out there producing Buzz Cola commercials, yeah. Dancing in the crib like a hoe.
Little Maggie.
I got a good father.
Okay.
I didn't like the show very much, but I got respect for him. Hank Hill.
Oh yeah, he's an every man's man.
Oh God, what do you got to say?
I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't a good father. It's just so much was happening inside that household. I mean,
Peggy
needed to die, but she never did.
So close.
I mean, Peggy was what? The modern... Well, she wanted to be the modern woman, but was being the annoying modern woman. Bobby was borderline on many a things.
Yeah.
Don't choke on that cookie.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of King of the Hill, a bad dad...
Dale.
Dale, but the Indian guy, something Longhorn.
Yeah, didn't he sit with that lawn or something?
He doesn't. I'm just kidding. And Dale thinks, God, what is his name?
He thinks Joseph's his
son. Yeah, he thinks Joseph is his son. It's not. It's John Longhorn. Oh, God, what is his last name?
The big Indian dude that's
like. We're just going to call him the big Indian right now.
He always had his shirt off. Mm-hmm. He lived in that, what, trailer or something like that?
Yep. Everybody knows that it's not his son except for Dale.
So I guess Hank Hill is a better dad when you put him next to Dale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still, though, like,
when Bobby does wrong, he teaches Bobby what's right and what's wrong.
Then he's coming at a different way at Bobby that he's not supposed to be.
Okay, what about Hank's dad?
Yeah. I can't fit him in.
Yep.
I know we don't say it enough, or at all, I guess, but I love you too, Dad.
You loves me?
Dad?
What kind of man tells another man he loves him? I don't want to die with my sissy son who loves me. You gonna bring me roses because you love me?
No, Dad, it's not like that. I didn't mean
it. Get out of here! I can't even look at you. How dare you love me?
But I don't. I don't love you.
That's a bad dad.
He had another son and called him Good Hank. That was his name. He called him Good Hank.
Damn.
See, Hank had to deal with a lot.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay, so I guess Wow, we have named so many dads here who are only being products of what they were raised by, and now they gotta do some shit.
See, Goku.
The cycle never ends, huh? Mm-hmm.
What about Arnold's grandpa? He was pretty good. Because Arnold's parents were gone, he just had his grandma and grandfather.
Hold on. What if Arnold's grandma and grandpa was his parents? Mm. And because of their senile state, they thought that...
Oh my God. Why are you going there?
Senile state.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, hold on. It is a conspiracy theory about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, maybe. But we'll just stick to him as being a grandpa for right now.
He's a good grandpa.
Yeah. He always was there for humor for Arnold and advice. He was definitely the better dad, the best dad on the show. Helga's parents were horrible. Big Bob.
Ooh, Big Bob's pages. Man. Beepers.
Yeah, beepers.
Loved Olga, didn't know Helga existed.
Yep.
I hated Olga.
Yeah, she's a little crybaby and the perfect everything.
Oh, everything's ever so. No, that was Lila who did ever so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind hitting Lila.
Hey, Ruth. Hey, Ruth. That's at first.
All right. Somewhat good dad, but also hilarious at the same time. Oscar Proud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of like Stu. Like, he had all these inventions, but he was never successful.
Except he actually had a business, though.
Yeah.
Stu had what? Pickle Designs, and even that wasn't trademarked. At least Proud Snacks was trademarked.
Yeah.
Proud Snacks. Try some. No one ever liked Proud Snacks.
Nope. He tried.
That damn Wizard Kelly.
The Mexican neighbor he had.
Oh, Los Angeles dad?
Yeah.
What's his name? Felix.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. They had their moments where he showed La Cienega.
Those are few and far in between. Because remember, La Cienega had that when she was around her parents, when she was around adults, she was a sweet little child. But then the moment they left, she turned to a tiny little devilish bitch. Shoot.
Who else?
Oh, hold on. Here's a... I don't know if you call him a good... I'd call him an okay dad. Stan Smith.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a modernized Hank Hill. Republican.
Yeah.
Has a oddball son, a liberal...
Daughter.
Yeah.
A ditzy wife.
A blonde.
And got a housing alien who has identity crises every... episode.
Yeah. Some say I'm a ghost whisperer.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah, Yeah, Stan's not a bad dad.
It's not bad at all. He actually has a good job and provides. Mm-hmm.
You know,
does he have the best? Hold on, of all the dads we know, I think he has the best job so far.
CIA, the government.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to find one dad who has a better job though. Let me try to figure this one out. Hold up, let's see.
Listeners, if you can think of any dads that have a better job than Stan Smith, please list it below.
On the comment section.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or you can send it to our email, csyw@gmail.com. Topics too. See, this is stuff I will put at the end of the show so that they can, if they had any comments or questions. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listed below. Yeah, what if they're in the car listening to this?
We text and drive.
There you go.
What's an email? I'm not promoting that.
I don't care. Less people on this planet means more money for me.
God damn! What is wrong with you?
Natural so selection, huh? Yeah, who had a better job?
I can't think.
I think Stan Smith.
Hold on, we gotta adjust the economy for this, so...
Not count anime characters, I guess, because...
And even then, like, what anime character had a better job, anime dad had a better job than Stan?
Yeah, because... All the Z-Fighters didn't have real jobs.
Yeah, let's see.
Hercule was...
I was going to say Hercule.
But, nah. His second championship... Well, the second time he won a championship, half that shit was going to 18, so...
Yeah. Under the table money. Mm.
And he wasn't that good of a dad to begin with.
Nah.
He was...
Better than Goku, though.
Well, that's not hard to do. You just have to be alive and see your kids a couple times.
He just dies and go off.
Yep.
Goes training.
It says, I don't want to come back when they try to wish you back. No, thank you. I like it here. Flies off on the dragon in GT, even though that didn't exist, but yeah.
Never mind the fact that Chi-Chi had a son in her stomach while he died.
Did he know that, though?
No, I don't think
he knew. Okay, I didn't think he knew that.
What about, Full Metal Alchemist, their dad, Aaron and
Honai?
Yeah.
What was his job?
That's what I'm asking you. What was his job?
He didn't have it. He was a slave at first.
Oh yeah.
Then him and the father, who's the first homunculus, the dwarf in the flask.
Yeah.
They formed a transmutation circle, and that's how both of them are. Well, how he's immortal. So he didn't really have a job. I say adjust the economy. George Jetson, maybe?
Probably.
Him or Fred Flintstone.
They had a steady job, so at least.
Jetson had a factory job, and Jetson had that construction job.
I think Jetson had the...
Yes, I think flipped.
Fred definitely had the construction the construction job, where he had to lift lift cranes and shit.
Yeah,
with the dinosaur and that shit. Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe Fred...
I don't know, CIA job's pretty cool. That's nothing better than
it is,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's better jobs than CIA. I'm just saying, like, in paying-wise.
Yeah.
Peter worked in a brewery.
Yeah.
So that's really no...
Hold on, did Peter work in a brewery?
Yeah.
I think so. It was a toy company, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, the season's changed.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. No, he was in the toy shop first, and then got fired from there, went to the brewery, got fired from there, got hired back because he didn't want to sleep with Angela.
Oh,
talk about a grotesque woman. She was probably more nastier than Meg.
Well, I'm sure he has to have a kid. He just doesn't know about it. Quagmire has a pretty decent job. He's a pilot.
Yeah.
But I know he has to have
he's
a kid.
He's not horrible, but he ain't a good dad to begin with.
No, he's definitely not good.
Slept around most of the time.
You know, and then do you count Quagmire's it to be a dad? I mean...
I guess not, because we know he has to have a kid, but it's never said, so...
What about, what was her name? Annalise or whatever? Was that... Remember he had that girl? The daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Annalise?
Yeah, but he gave her up for adoption.
Oh, shit.
Actually, no. That's actually pretty good, because he knew he wasn't going to...
Yeah.
So I guess that makes...
Guess he is a dad.
Yeah.
Cleveland's a pretty good dad. I mean, he's raising kids that aren't even his.
Yeah.
Typical black man.
I was gonna say, and I can say from experience, that shit ain't easy.
Nope.
It ain't easy.
Takes a special person.
And he's there too.
Yeah.
Even took his son.
Yeah. To all you absentee fathers, they're at least there. You know those motherfuckers that are around your baby mamas that are taking care of your own child? They're at least there. While you're out there trying to... What the fuck was that?
You heard that?
Oh, it's kids.
You sure?
Yeah, it's kids.
It's a screech.
Oh, was.
Yeah. I hear any gunshots, so they're
fine. I see. I'm cool. Yeah, ain't no gunshots. But yeah, at least they're there. Mm-hmm. Shit. Who else? Have we touched on most? Well, no, we haven't touched on most of them. I would say there's a lot of dads. We're naming out the ones that's coming off the top of our heads.
Kim Possible's dad.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about Kim Possible, so.
Oh, hold on. Phineas and Ferb's dad.
The Bridge dude?
Yeah. He was an antique salesman.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never knew what he did.
I said he did a lot of things with antiquing, and then he always kind of, which probably explains where Phineas and Ferb get that whole, they want to do something. That's probably where he gets it from. Where they get it from, because they always want to do something because they see him doing it. So he's not only a good dad, he's an influential dad. He influences sons to do what they want to do, and hell, they do it. And sometimes he's there going along with it. Like that one episode where he was in a monster truck with Candace.
Oh, yeah.
Took her out driving.
Yeah, true.
Mom, on the other hand, well, she's oblivious to everything.
Oh, no, another hilarious dad. Timmy's dad. Timmy Turner.
Yeah.
Dinkelberg.
The Powerpuff Girls' dad, Professor.
Yeah, he was always there.
Yep.
Gave them advice.
He created them.
Yeah.
So then, are they really his... is he really a father, or is he just more so of a overseer of a scientific project that just so happened to be humans?
Technically, they're their father. Okay. Like on
okay. If we're gonna do that, okay.
It's funny. There's an episode where he was like, there was a little girl in there. She said, "Oh yeah, the professor created us by accident." And then the little girl said, "My parents said I was an accident too." And then they showed the professor's face. You gotta add the clip of that.
I am fine too.
That was classic right there. I forgot about that.
This is our dad. This is Robin from next door.
Why, hello there, Robin. It's very nice to have you as our new neighbor. I'm the professor.
Yeah, he made us in his laboratory by accident.
Well, what can I say?
Don't worry, Professor. I was an accident, too. Your dad is funny.
Old cartoon's head.
Too much innuendo, though. I think that's where I get most of my sexual activity from, because I had watched so much of that when I was younger.
But it just went over your head as a little kid.
Some of it didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, when I first heard that one when I was younger, I knew what that was about. I knew that one. Anything that happened to Ren and Stimpy, I knew.
Oh, yeah, Ren and Stimpy opened up my eyes. And Rocko's Modern Life.
Whew. That was fresh and shit.
It was.
Pork butts and taters, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who else? Another bad dad. Cow and Chicken's dad.
Mm-hmm. You can't see their faces.
Wait, they're half a dad, though, so...
Just have legs.
Oh, yeah, true.
If you want my true feelings on how I think about Cow and Chicken's
dad... No, we're good. I think they heard enough last time, last episode. Okay. The episode before that. Mm-hmm.
The Cartoon Network versus Looney
Tunes. Yeah, I think they heard enough.
That episode? Okay, well, to sum it up, adulterer, cheater, bestiality, all the others in between. Absentee father. That's my thoughts on Cow and Chicken's dad.
What about their mom, then?
Same thing.
Okay.
He claims that she slept with...
She had to.
Thank you! Thank you!
Unless they just picked him up off the farm.
The same song starts off. Mama had a chicken, mama had a cow, dad was probably didn't care how.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you right there.
You got a point. Yeah.
I know I had a point. That's why I said it in that episode, too.
Still a good show, though.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind the fact that Cal herself was a cannibal.
It's super cow.
Pork butts were pig butts. Mm-hmm. Pigs and okay, cannibal.
Hello there.
Oh, that was the scariest thing to me when I was little.
The little devil?
Mm-hmm.
He was just funny. He's creepy, but not scary.
I'm always walking on his butt. That's I tried doing that when I was younger.
You gotta have some strong butt cheeks to do that.
How I mean...
And next.
Who else is there?
Stan's dad. From South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The geologist. Whenever you need something done that needs science, you call a geologist, even if he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, Stan.
He's also Lord. Yeah.
Lord. Oh, man, he had me rolling one episode. I forget where it was, but he was doing something. They was having a riot on one episode. I can't remember what it was, and he was leading it.
He's always like the leader of that stuff. Butter's dad.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the episode when Butters thought he was in the virtual. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
You can cover your mouth.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You just wiped your nose.
Okay, I can fart right now.
No, because we're in close quarters.
Door's open.
Man, it's still close. It will linger over here before it even airs out near the door. Not today. Did Carmen ever find out who his dad was?
Shit, doesn't matter. His mom was a whore. Shit. Everybody might as well be his dad.
Yeah.
I slept with Carmen's mom.
Yeah. Chef, he was kind of like a father figure to the little kids.
Okay, seriously.
Just ignore the word sound.
You sure? Because some of that ain't alright.
Maybe doing that for 2 days straight.
Oh.
Well, tell him to stop fucking.
That's a little kid. You can't tell the difference?
Oh, I guess not.
My innocence has been gone for almost for a decade now.
A decade, that is something.
A decade of decadence.
Maybe longer.
Well, that's what she said.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I just shut up sometimes. It's best to...
Let's see. Have we even thought about a dad that did have a better job than Stan?
We cannot.
I can't. No. CIA's a pretty good job.
Shit.
He even had a double.
Yeah. He used to go on islands and chill out.
I'm going to think. Hold on. I got to think about this. Let's see. None of the animation domination dads.
Nope. Bob's Burgers.
Well, at least he was his own. He was his own boss. He's his own boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does the best of what he got though.
The scraps that he was given.
Oh, what about Nigel Thornberry?
Oh.
He was a very good dad. Mm. He took his daughter in danger. Took his whole family in danger.
I was about to say
all the time.
Not to mention, he was completely oblivious to the fact that his daughter could speak to animals.
Animals, yes.
What, I think everybody else knew. Did everybody else know?
Everybody else knew. Well, I don't think the mom did.
Yeah. I think it was just her sister.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And whatever the little crazy kid is, he probably knew. Yeah, but he couldn't speak English, so he sounded like
Oh, man.
Well, I put Nigel in the bad dad category for me.
You put Nigel in the bad dad
category. Yeah. He just does it effectively.
Oh, he had a job, though. Or was that a job?
That was a job?
It was almost like a hobby, though.
Oh, okay. Because I never remember him saying he had to do this for for a state TV station.
He always said it was a documentary.
Oh, yeah, so then not only was he a bad dad, he was one of those hippie dads that said everything was a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. But then I never really explained how he could pay for that.
Exactly.
Man,
so. Maybe he was working.
Shoot. Let me see. Think of dads.
Because Dexter's dad was just there.
Just there.
Oh. Okay, I ain't even gonna bother with you. You watch Adventure Time?
Yeah.
Finn's dad. Bad dad.
Yeah.
Horrendously bad dad.
Hey, kid. Hey, do me a favor. Get me out of here, huh? This fire smells crazy. Thanks, kid. Now, where'd you guys park your star skipper? This place is coming down quick, and I'm talking quick, like zip zip, like wow, like boom boom wow.
We don't have a star skipper.
Also, Finn's your son.
What?
Yeah.
Broke him out of jail and, oh, wow.
What?
I don't know. Finn broke his dad out of jail, got him out, and then his dad, when Finn needed him, got his left arm right arm cut off.
I think it was his left?
Yeah, got his left arm cut off. His dad just ups and leave him.
Jake, finish off the lich. I gotta go catch my dad.
Finn, forget that loser.
Dad, wait!
Hey, cool guys. Looking for a new boss? Chew faster. That guy's really moving. Yep. Dad, stop!
Finn! Martin, I won't let you escape!
Hey, you're a void caster, right? We gotta put some gas in this buggy.
Finn, let's go! He's not worth it!
It was like the episode of Fresh Prince with Will Smith. Why you don't love me, man? That's what it was, pretty much.
Yeah, well, even though it's not a cartoon, Uncle Phil was a good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then can say wrong gets him, he was.
No. He's a good father figure to Will, a good dad to two out of the three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He failed with Hillary.
I don't know.
He did the best he could do.
He failed with Hillary.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put thoughts in her head early on, and they never left. Mm-hmm. I think Jeffrey low-key was a better father to Hillary than... Yeah, Jeffrey to me was Jeffrey was a better father to Hillary than Uncle Phil was.
They had a lot of moments together.
Yeah.
Mostly Hillary trying to boss him around, and Jeffrey every now and again telling her, like, hey, sit your ass down. Shoot, Jake from Adventure Time, he's a good dad.
Yeah.
He's a really good dad.
Yeah. Jake's a dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a baby with the dragon who speaks like Korean.
Oh, the dog.
So,
yeah. Oh, I think that speaks French. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's French? I thought it was Korean.
Do you know if it's French?
I don't know.
So, it's Korean.
It's something or another.
He'll find
he's
out.
There for his puppies or baby, whatever they
He's have. There for his babies.
Okay. I don't know what they are.
He loves his babies. He takes care of his babies. He has a good relationship with his wife. Mm-hmm. He makes sure the kids know that, so everything's good and dandy there.
Oh, Mordecai.
He's not a dad.
He's not a dad?
Mordecai's not a dad?
He's like a modern-day teenager or something like that. Not even a teenager, like so college person.
They're a refined version of what Ren and Stimpy was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because think about it. Most of the jokes on the regular show aren't about kitty... Shit.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Allergies.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's what it is. That fucking grass cutter over there. Oh, shit. Oh, Bad Dad 101. Gumball's dad. Hmm. He's a slacker like none other.
The dumb bunny?
Yeah.
Another bad dad. You guys probably don't know.
Ichigo's dad off of Bleach.
I did not know he had a dad.
Pause. You see how when I talk about Fairy Tail, you get that, oh god.
That's all you talk about is Fairy Tail.
And that's all you ever talked about for the past 4 years was Bleach.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay, hold on. True or not true? When we tried to get you to go bowling, you said, nah, I'm not going to stay and watch my Bleach.
Oh, man.
That was a lot of people.
That was a lot of people.
A lot of people did that, yeah.
When it was on YouTube.
You think I was bad? You think I was bad? Really?
You was horrible.
I was not.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You were god-awful.
No, I was not.
Then all of a sudden you had an out because Attack on Titan came.
That was a good anime.
So then you started using that as your first cover up, but we all knew, okay, once that ended, the second reason why you were staying up so late was because of Bleach.
Yeah.
Even though that was so old that you really didn't need to stay up late, just go on the internet and watch shit. That's true. At least when I talk about Fairy Tail, it's still running new episodes.
Bleach is too.
They are. I know that.
The manga is still going.
I'm talking about the anime.
Yeah.
Oh, the anime. I think they may come with some new season probably next year, I think.
Well, it ain't running now. Shit. Okay. Let's see. Bad dads, good dads.
Oh, I got another bad dad. Yusuke Urameshi's dad, the demon god.
Oh.
Off of Yu Yu Hakusho.
I didn't know he had a dad.
Well, after he slept with Yusuke's mom, mm-hmm. he just left and was gone to be king of the demon world.
Well, I mean, I think you kind of answered the whole reason why he's a bad dad. He's a demon.
Yeah.
That'd be like me saying Trigon's a bad dad. You know, come on, he's the demon. He's the greatest being in the earth, whatever it is. A slightly good dad, King Cole from Dragon Ball Z. We're going back there again. He's a slightly good dad.
He's a good dad. He's always with his sons. Give them good advice.
Well, he's with his son. Yeah. He's with Frieza. Mm-hmm. You'll never see him talk about Cooler, and Cooler never really talked about him.
Nope.
But then again, Cooler didn't need him.
Yeah, Cooler's way powerful than both of them.
But let's talk about the guy who didn't have a real dad, who had father figures, and he became a dad, Gohan. He had, whatever her name is.
Videl?
No. The daughter. What's her name? Pan. Yeah. Seemed to raise her pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to throw out some dads out there. The worst of the worst dads. Mm-hmm. Give me three. The three worst dads you can think of off the top of your head.
Goku. Well,
damn, okay.
I agree.
Goku's bad, but he's not in my top three.
He's bad. Ones.
Hold on.
At least all the other dads go to work and provide.
But hold on. He saves the world. I mean, but it does kind of negate.
So you consider that a job?
It's not a job, but
he
shit.
He brings trouble to him.
Wait a minute, but stop. If he doesn't save the world.
He brought trouble with him.
Is that his problem?
Yes, it's his problem.
How is his problem that the Red Ribbon can't get over a simple fact that a 10-year-old kid beat them?
Well, Goku was sent to Earth for one mission. That was to destroy Earth. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it.
Because he got knocked out as soon as he came out the popsicle.
Yeah. Now all the villains are after him.
All of them are after him?
Yeah.
I don't remember Demon King Piccolo. Wait, hold on. Pause. Doing this another podcast. This is Dragon Ball Z podcast.
Yeah.
Shit.
The next one. All right.
Too easy to fall off on that tangent.
Let's see. Three worst dads. Timmy's dad, the pencil pusher.
You will use a battering ram to violate your son's privacy. Well, okay. I don't want to make Confucius a liar. Oh, Timmy.
Oh, no. It's Timmy's dad. Bye.
I'm respecting your privacy by knocking, but asserting my authority as your father by coming in anyway.
He that was worked
the pencil pusher.
Yeah, steady income.
What about Flanders?
Ooh, shit.
I don't think he's a bad dad, but he
overcompensated.
Who's this?
Flanders.
From the Simpsons.
Because
remember, the only reason why he talks the way he does is because he got beat for a year. He got whippings for a year straight.
Mm-hmm.
And told him to repress his things, and now he's all godly and
got his sons gay as fuck.
His father.
I wish Mr. Simpson was my dad. And I wish you didn't have the devil's curly hair.
I remember that.
Yeah. I was like, shit. Ooh, he let it out too. Like, and I wish you didn't have the devil's curly hair.
I wish Homer was my father.
And I wish you didn't have the devil's curly hair.
I mean, yeah, Timmy's dad is one of the worst to me.
Yeah.
You don't know. Take Timmy off that. Take Timmy's dad off the list. Cosmo is going to be the substitute there. Cosmo is one of the worst dads.
Oh, he is.
You talk about somebody who brings trouble wherever he goes. Yeah. Before Poof, he was the last baby. That's the reason why they stopped saying, now we can't have any more babies.
Oh, man.
So Cosmo's on that list.
So you got Goku, Cosmo.
I ain't got Goku on
there. I don't got Goku.
I got Cosmo.
Okay.
Peter.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. I can't blame you.
No, take that back. Peter's fine. Brian fucking Griffin is on his list.
He's a father?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's a father.
Talking about that whore dog?
Not just them. He also has a son by a fat bitch. Yeah.
Not the black one.
No. He had sex with a white girl. They had a son. The son's now, what, 13, 14 years old?
Really?
Look it up. I'm a Brian Griffin hater. You better believe I know this shit. Haters know this shit. Believe that.
Didn't know he had a dad. Or he was a father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sure did. Exactly. I remember that. Yeah, he's one of those bad kids.
So, yeah, Cosmo, Brian Griffin, and third worst dad would have to be...
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The former life of Brian.
Shoot. I had to think. Third worst dad. I don't know.
Oh, yep. No. It's Finn. You're right. At Finn McGowan.
You know what? Hold on. No. Jake's dad from Adventure Time. That's yeah. Bad. That was... Wow. I mean, I've seen some shit on cartoons, but I was like, damn. They went the extra mile on that one. You go to save your dad, he leaves you high and dry, and you lose an arm because of it? Shit.
Yep.
That is rough. And the best dads. Who's your best dad now?
I don't know if he's the best dad, but he's a good dad. Papa Smurf. He's a father of how many kids?
500 and counting?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Wherever the woman is to push out all them Smurfs.
She's the real MVP. Yeah. Right there.
Give me Hank Hill.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's in my top.
Oscar Proud. And give me Stan Smith.
I got Homer Simpson. No, Barney Rubble.
Okay.
All about that.
Because not only I say I'm giving him bonus points. One, he had a son, and two, he kind of showed his son how to treat a woman. Because think about it, as many times as Fred and Wilmer got into it, you never really saw Barney and Betty get into it.
Right. Nope.
Right.
And if they did, Bam Bam was never around to see it. So Barney Rubble, Homer Simpson, and my third would probably be Jake the Dog.
Jake the Dog, Finn the Human.
I love my pups.
Mm-hmm. Hard shit right there. Nah, not that. I ain't looking at the goddamn thing. I just said there's some hard shit out there. That's all I did.
Okay.
That is all I said. You taking this to a whole other level, man. Orlando, you want to take your bathroom break now?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Come on, man. We're like 40-some minutes into this thing.
I'm good.
You sure you don't want
to? Save it for
I really don't have to go.
Okay. You better not get your ass up doing the Dragon Ball Z one. I'll definitely put something special in.
I am not going to miss this.
Okay. Let's see.
That's going to be hard
for me. Oh, yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. I got some for your Kid Boo shit.
Please, bring it.
By the way, if you're still listening, when you're still listening to this, the Dragon Ball Z podcast episode of ours...
It's going to get intense.
It will get intense, and you can hear this. It will be airing on June 22nd. So go ahead and subscribe to our page so you won't miss it when it happens. Subscribe to us in iTunes if you want to.
Yeah, we're in iTunes now.
Big things.
Mm-hmm. So, shit. Do you think that fathers in cartoons... We did this with the badass females. You think the fathers today in today's cartoons now are being portrayed better than they were back then?
Trying to think of... Yeah, I guess so, because you have Jake, he's a good dad in Adventure Time.
Stan works, provides for the family.
Cleveland took care of two kids that weren't even his own.
Yep.
So Steven Universe's dad is even a good dad. Albeit he has his flaws, but he's still a good dad.
What about Jimmy Neutron's dad? Do you remember anything about him?
I don't remember not one thing.
He's just the Duck Man. They used to love that. And then,
I remember he was there.
Speaking of...
If love and you was wrong, I don't want to be right. God. Is that her?
Yeah. Shit.
Is it important?
It low-key is.
Yeah, I'll tell you, bro. We're done anyway with the Father's Day.
Damn, we only give it like 40 minutes?
That'd be
the shortest one we did so far. Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprising. Dads always get the short end of the sticks anyway.
We
get the worst gifts.
That's true. At church on Mother's Day, they had this.
Yeah, they have the big old presentation, flowers.
They even stand up and say, "How many of you have been mothers for 20 years?
Yes.
30 years. 40 years.
Yes. How many have grandkids?
How many have you been? How many has you been mother?" For 75 years.
Oh, winners!
Yes, yes, yeah, yes.
Father's Day.
Every man in here was a father. Stand up. Congratulate them. Yes, all seven of them. Damn.
I guess that's why they don't do it. We always get the short end of the stick. Mm-mm-mm.
So I guess it would be appropriate that this episode be the shortest episode we do today.
I mean, it's all right.
Damn. But I want to do something different, though. Shit. I mean, me speaking as a... Not as a father, but more so like as a father figure right now in my relationship. Like, I want to do something different for it.
Okay, tell us your experience of being a father figure.
Being a father figure. Well, I mean, I've been a father figure before. This is the first time I actually did it from, like, somebody who was in diapers now.
How was that?
Shit. That shit is tough, especially when it's not yours. Oh, it's tough.
Yes, sir.
But then again, like, look, I also got that great pleasure. Like, look, Micah, he can act the ass all he wants to. I got that, and I get the. I now understand that feeling that every dad has now. When you walk into the room and that kid all of a sudden straightens up like ain't nothing wrong.
Yep.
It's a high that you just can't experience, that you can't really explain all that much. Kayla sometimes look at me and say, "You get a joy out of punishing him sometimes, don't you?" I'm like,
yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, look, just to know you have that power, it's fun.
But then I also look at Kaylin and go like, but when you're not here, you don't see how much fun we'd be having.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be having so much fun.
Wrestling. They're fun to do wrestling moves on, like the Powerbomb.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tombstone.
Oh, yeah. See, the fucked up thing is, though, Mike actually wants me to Powerbomb him sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I'm so serious. Like, okay, it's either a Powerbomb or he wants me to, like, running Power Slam him. When I'm sitting on a bed, he'll come up from behind me and kind of just... go all over my shoulder and just kind of hold on to my stomach, like so, like he's about to be Tombstone. And he look up and go, "Eh?" I'm like,
"Yeah,
okay." Pick him up,
boom.
And I drop a little people's elbow on him. Count the 1, 2, 3. He starts counting with me. It's like, "Yeah, we have fun."
Oh man,
shoot, but man, like I ain't gonna lie, taking care of another dude's son, even though I know it ain't my responsibility, that ain't no fun.
But applause to you for doing that.
Shit, you ain't hold on, hold, whoa, 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 cut that shit out. Cut that shit out. Cut that motherfucking shit out. I don't even like being called out for good things. Nah, don't do that shit to me.
All right.
Hate that.
Okay.
You look, one of them, you should know. That day in church.
What?
I hate that.
See you back there in the back, Matthew. Fuck. Don't you believe in Peter?
Yeah. Just don't ever call me out again.
Way in the back. People look back.
Everybody look back.
Everybody look back. I'm like, well, at least they don't know me. They know this dude.
You just stand out sometimes.
I mean, that's just, I don't do it for recognition. I hate recognition, in all honesty.
Yeah.
I hate it too, yeah. It's just the right thing to do. Everybody should do the right thing.
I don't really shit, but hey, look, but every time.
It's a movie.
Every time me and Kayla and Micah go over to her dad's house, if one of her cousins is there, they come up to me and say, is that your son? I'm like, nah, but I'm the father figure. They go right over to Kayla. Why the fuck couldn't you mess with him in the first place? I'm looking at Kayla like, don't you tell me that stuff, man. I ain't doing this for no recognition.
Yeah.
Shoot, you look around at boys today. I mean, I'm growing up without dads. Or without at least one central father figure. Right, shoot, I had a dad, but I also had a father figure outside of my dad. Shoot, this guy at my church, Mr. Tipton, he was like a father figure to me and, shoot, you know Brandon and Jahi.
Mm-hmm.
To them, EJ, Charles, like, all of us. Shoot, I ain't easy being a father, and I see that now, but does that mean I'd go back and do some of the things that I did as a child differently? Hell no. I don't regret that shit. Made for good memories.
Oh, yeah. My God. No regrets.
No regrets there.
Good dads.
I said, look, raising, helping to raise Micah is a joy, a hassle. I've never cussed so much in my life.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's a plus, too, especially with women. They love saying that.
Yeah, but I'm with one woman, so.
No, well, wait, I'm talking about, like, when you with Micah alone, they like saying that.
Well, I don't do it for them, those motherfuckers.
I know.
At the same time, though, Micah does have no problem just walking up to women when I'm around. Walking in the mall, he go walking right up to you.
Ha.
Slick. And they come looking at me like, is he trying to say hi? I'm like, yeah, he's tongue-tied. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. You his daddy.
I'm like, nope, I'm just the one who's the father in his life right now, so.
Right now. I like that. Safe word.
I'm not the daddy, but I'll play daddy.
Yeah.
Look, many years of vacation Bible school and babysitting taught me how to play those words right.
Savior.
That's about it for the short end of the stick for Father's Day.
That's all right. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let's keep it going for. Hold on. Let's everybody have a moment of silence until it's 50 minutes. Starting now. Motherfucker!
It wasn't even 10 seconds. I expect to hear something outside before you. Hey,
that's what I was waiting on. Shit. Well, fuck.
Well,
that's it for this edition of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever. On the next episode, the long-awaited first ever anime episode that we do, talking about Dragon Ball Z, y'all.
Dragon Ball.
We will talk about the many aspects of Dragon Ball Z. We may even
That goes to
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We may even induce some, I don't know, spoilers?
No.
We shouldn't?
No, we shouldn't. Well?
Will Matthew release some spoilers on a new movie, Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F?
You do what you want.
Will Orlando have a bitch fit because nobody else likes Kid Boo?
What? He's not even in the movie.
This is all, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Gee.
I just love messing you up.
All this and more coming at you next time on the next Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
What was that?
We're still on.
I know. You know how like towards the end of the episodes of Dragon Ball Z they have that like music going.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's music, instruments.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was towards the end of this song. You know?
Right. I'm gonna get you every time since I can.
Oh man, hey, you got a new case.
Yeah, I had to.
Well, until next time, folks. Yeah.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Get your soul glow on. I don't know. Fuck.
Soul glow.
You got anything to say? Hello, folks.
Goodbye, folks.
All right.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Don't worry, folks. If you wanted to hear the Bubblegum song, you're going to hear it right now.
Line up, everybody.
It's time to go outside.
Outside.
Come on.
Outside. Outside, everybody. Outside.
Line up, everybody. Line up. Line up. Line up. My gun.